Good morning. You are tuning in to A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood. This is Emily Burris, your host for today. Angela did not, you know, get reconstructive surgery and look totally different in the span of 1 week's time. So you are stuck with me today. But we are here with someone very special. We are here with Annika Mattoon. She is one of our newest attorneys here at Brighter Day Law.
Congratulations for getting both my first and last name right. That was a big win for you.
You know, we had to practice. You said even family members say it differently. So I was like, okay, no pressure. I got to get this right.
That's why I had to spell it out for you in my bio. I had to make sure you didn't get it wrong. And I am very proud of you.
Thank you. Well, knowing you helps. So there is that. Well, we are thrilled to have you as our highlight here for staff. So as I mentioned, you're one of our newest attorneys that we brought on to Brighter Day Law. So tell me a little bit about how you're here with your fiance, Ari, and you both live in Castle Rock. So just a little bit of a ways away from Colorado Springs. But what exactly brought you both here and what brought you to Brighter Day?
Well, I'll start with what brought me to Brighter Day, because it's actually a bit of a funny story. When I was studying for the bar, I mean, studying for the bar can be a lot. It's a lot of time.
Yes.
I was studying 7 days a week, 10 hours a day.
Nothing
at all. Just easy, you know?
Yeah.
Most people do that. And so I'm sitting there studying every day, and at the end of the day, I'd be like, okay, now I have to apply for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a lot. I'd be crying every night. It was just so stressful. And eventually, Ari was like, let me take over. Let me look for jobs for you. And, you know, all well and good. He found some ringers.
Mm-hmm.
And he found some really interesting jobs. I think one job he found was some sort of counsel for a mom and pop grocery store, but he found...
Didn't go for that one?
Not actually. I could have, but I'm not sure how much I would be interested in grocery law.
That is very fair.
And
family law is a little bit more interesting.
Family law is a bit more interesting. And so he found the Brighter Day Law, the, you know, job
posting,
and he was like, this looks great. And I remember... That night, he did all the typing for me, and I walked around and cooked dinner, and we typed out this big application. But ultimately, he kind of was the one who found the job for me, and it ended up working out perfectly. So,
yeah, you've been in such an incredible position. I'm allowed to brag on you because you work together. You're a coworker.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just bring such a light to the office and joy every team morning. So
thank you.
Couldn't imagine it without you. Also because we started at similar times as well. So
we were
just in this together.
Yes, we were just talking about how we started in September.
Yes.
So it's been...
Time flies when you're having fun is what I like to say. It has been a good time. Lots of learning.
Tons of learning.
Oh my goodness. Well, kind of on that note, so we mentioned Ari, you're not your better half because you're his better half, will be, but your fiance and how the two of you met. And I hear it is quite the story. Do you want to share that story with us?
Yes. Though I would like to clarify that he's by far my better half. By far.
I don't know. We love you. So up for a dispute there.
But we met through an app called Coffee Meets Bagel.
Oh,
so
if okay.
Coffee Meets Bagel is listening, please sponsor our wedding. But, you know, we had both tried a bunch of different dating apps, and this one was really great.
It's hard out there in the streets.
Oh, it's very difficult. I mean,
I would know. Colorado Springs, what's up? Single,
ready to mingle.
What's a girl
supposed to do?
Right. So, yeah, you give us hope. Sorry. Interrupting.
But so we ended up meeting halfway in between at this really, really sketchy dive bar in Aurora. And, you know, when I got the address.
Like love.
Oh, totally love. I sat in my car for like 10 minutes and I was like, do I want to go in? Should I call the police?
Am I being set up for something?
Is this where I want to be? And so I told my roommate, I'm at this really strange bar. I don't know if I'm going to like this guy. You know, one drink, two tops. I'm not going to be here for very long.
I'll be home by dinner.
Exactly. I will be eating dinner in bed before you know it. And so we're sitting at the bar and, you know, the conversation's going well. And I have a friend who texts me and she's like, I am on the worst date of my life. Will you please come and help me out?
Save us.
And so we ended up going, and Ari and I's date lasted till 3 a.m. We played shuffleboard and pool, and we had a great time. And now we're engaged, and the other couple has not spoken again.
So coffee meets bagel it is. That was the key. So would you or Ari say that it was love at first sight?
You know, I'm going to have to go with no. He might say yes. He's a huge
I'm
softy.
Sure he would, yes. A romantic at heart.
But love at first sight, no. But when I really knew, I was like, oh, this might be the guy for me. It was the second date. And
okay, let's hear it.
He told me on the first date that his very, very favorite dessert is a slushie, which, first of all, I don't think counts as a dessert.
I would agree. I'm like, it's water and syrup. Exactly. To me, it's got to be like baked, something chocolate, decadent, tiramisu. Yeah. Those are like desserts to me.
A cookie, a brownie, those are dessert foods. A slushie
like
is your cry
parents,
for help.
Your parents did something wrong here.
Exactly. And so I told him that I had never had a slushie before. And my class that I got out of, it ended at like 9 p.m. And I walk into the parking lot, and there he is. He had gone to every store within 10 miles of me. Aww. And bought every slushie he could possibly find so I could try every flavor.
That's so sweet.
I didn't like a single one.
But you did then decide, wait, this, there could be something here. The amount of effort that he went to just so that you could try all these slushies. I got to commend Ari for that. That was pretty respectable.
Impressive. Yes, and on our third date, he took me on vacation.
Oh my goodness.
With his mom.
Okay, so he's setting the bar up for a single lady's really hot. With his mom, though. Okay, it was great until then. But maybe it's great now, because, I mean, obviously this has worked.
You know.
So where was vacation with mom?
It was up in the mountains. And okay. So it was a nice weekend, and it was actually her birthday weekend.
Okay. A little bit more acceptable, now that we know the details.
But also a little weird. It got a little odd. And so I guess he just wanted to invite me, and so he took his two cats and me.
Oh my goodness. So that's saying a lot too, because if I guess our viewers, listeners don't know that you are such a dog lover, and I'm sure you love cats as well, but you have your precious black lab. Do you want to tell us about Ginsburg?
Yes. So I do. I have a black lab named Ginsburg, and she was my pandemic puppy.
Yes, a good decision.
A great decision. Ari actually bought her for me for my 23rd birthday.
Okay.
Or maybe it was 24th, and we had gotten in a bit of a fight, and so we were laying in bed, and he was
how
like,
to make it right. That would work for me.
Buy me a puppy, I will forgive you.
And done.
So, we went and we picked her up, and she was just 5 pounds and the aww, cutest little thing. And she's
sassy.
She's a lot.
In the best way, but she is full of personality.
She'll sleep in between us in bed at night, and she sleeps on her back with her head on the pillow,
yes,
underneath the covers, and she snores like a train.
So what's to hate about that, right?
Exactly.
You're like, we basically already have children, and I hear there's another on the way.
There
so
is. Yes, we are expecting another dog.
Another black lab puppy.
Yes.
So what's her name going to be?
It's going to be Tonks, after the Harry Potter character.
I love it. So
thank
fun.
Thank you. And we're picking her up a week from Sunday. She's at puppy training camp right now.
Puppy concentration camp.
Pretty much. She's learning how to sit and, learn her name. And
not snore.
Pretty much all those things that I really don't feel like teaching her.
Nor do you really have the time for. So
exactly.
I think we can give you a get out of jail free pass there.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes. So something else that we had gotten to talk a little bit about was kind of your travel. So you grew up, was it your dad was in the Army?
Nope. So both of my parents were in the military.
Military. Okay.
Air Force.
Air Force. And I was like, correct me. I know it was, yeah, some of the military.
Yes. Both my parents were in the Air Force. Okay. My dad was an F-15 E-pilot, so he's a fighter pilot.
Wow.
And my
rare.
Mom was a physical therapist.
Okay.
And now my dad is an Italian house husband, and my mom teaches in Tuscany.
Oh my goodness. So they are truly living like the dream.
Pretty
my
much.
Dream, anyways.
They are living my dream as well. They every night they'll, send pictures of, oh, here's all the local wine we have. And they live in this little olive vineyard, I guess.
Oh my goodness.
And on Sundays they come out and they try the local olive oil with everyone else who lives in it. It's called an agriturismo.
Okay, I'm very jealous.
I am very jealous too.
At least you have a good landing spot. You're like, oh yeah, we're going to our place in Tuscany.
Exactly. But they're only going to stay there for like 2 years. So
okay.
Got to visit them while I can. But luckily we had tons of time to travel growing up. And
So given your travels, what was, I remember you said you went to high school, again, correct me if I get any of this misconstrued or mixed up. You went to high school and graduated in England, is that right?
I did.
Okay, so how long were you in England?
I was in England for 9 years.
Okay, so that's at least a good chunk.
It was a good chunk. I went to military school, We went to school on base, which is why I don't have an English accent.
That's fair.
But, you know, it was a lot of fun because...
Wasn't like a boarding school.
Right. So it was very, very easy. But, you know, well, people here, you know, if you live in Colorado Springs, you might go to Denver to compete in, you know, whatever sporting event. But we, when we were competing in sports, we'd go to Germany or Italy or Spain. And
casual.
We did the Model United Nations and we went to the UN and we watched, you know, trials for war criminals. And
yes.
It was a really great experience.
That sounds like a really rich upbringing. Honestly, a British or Swiss boarding school couldn't, afford you all of those things. And the fact that you still get to do that with your parents is amazing.
It's been really fun. And, you know, my entire family loves to travel. So.
Okay. You got the travel bug. So where is next on your list? Or I guess that, I want to know that, but also where is your favorite place that you've ever been?
Oof. Okay. Next on my list, we're actually, Ari and I are visiting my parents in Tuscany. But if I had,
of course,
next on my dream list, I would like to do like Fiji or somewhere like that. I love to scuba dive. So
the tropics.
Exactly.
So is it maybe on the list of potential places for the honeymoon? Because I know you guys are planning all of the wedding details right now.
You know, right now on the list for our honeymoon is somewhere really close. So maybe just the Bahamas or somewhere that it's not too long of a flight.
Sure.
I don't want to waste 3 days of our trip.
Honestly,
flying.
Get that. You're like Jamaica or Mexico, or Tulum, any of those work well.
Exactly. And you know, when we're not honeymooning, we can try somewhere else, but we're not quite sure on that yet.
Okay. Totally fair.
But my favorite place I ever traveled. I backpacked Southeast Asia during college.
Oh my goodness.
Because I was living in Australia.
Such an accomplishment. Okay. Again, casual.
So I really loved traveling to South Korea.
Okay.
It was one of my very favorite countries.
I've heard that. Seoul?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was with somebody at the time who was stationed somewhere in South Korea. And so, you know, I got to visit a lot. And we went to Bali and we traveled all over. And it was just a lot of fun. So I would say, you know, that's up there.
Oh,
on
my goodness.
Favorite places.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I love that. If you are just tuning in with us, this is A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood. We are here with Annika Mattoon. And I am Emily Burris filling in for Angela Jones today. So you were telling us just about how your favorite trip thus far, because you have covered a lot of ground in your 20-something years.
I have.
So you were living in Australia at the time, but got to go to Bali and South Korea and all these other places. And I hear South Korea is not somewhere where I would like normally just be like, I have to put that on my list, but all of my friends that have been are like, it is such a surprise and the food is phenomenal is what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the case or was that your experience?
The food is definitely the best part.
Okay.
There's this little tiny island off the coast called Jeju.
Okay.
And they call it like the Hawaii of, I don't know, Asia or maybe Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And they have what's called these famous diving grandmothers. And you walk along.
Diving grandmothers.
Mm-hmm. And there are these like 80, 90-year-old South Korean women.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk along the beach. And it's this kind of like rocky cliff beach. And you'll say, I want an octopus. And they'll go dive into the ocean. And they'll just free dive. No mask, no anything. And they'll get you.
So they're not like doing snorkel gear or like scuba stuff. It's just them. Them and a knife.
Pretty much. They were much better swimmers than I am at this age. And they were, you know, in their 80s and 90s. They were incredibly
and you did
impressive.
Swim team, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, my goodness.
But, you know, so these grandmas come up with an octopus. And you just eat it raw right there on the beach. And they'll pull out a little bottle of, you know, soju or Coke or whatever. And that's your lunch.
That was it. So that's like sushi on another level, fresh.
Pretty much. The octopus could go back to the ocean anytime if it tried to.
Cut off one of the tentacles.
Yes.
I love that. That's so cool. Okay, well, that's going to be added to my list.
Absolutely add it.
Yes, so cool. So we, something else that I recently found out about you, you are quite the skier. So tell me about that. How did you, I guess, when did you start skiing? Where did you first start skiing? Because I have a feeling it's going to be not like me, where I was like Paoli Peaks, Indiana, before my parents were like, okay, she's okay enough to take her to Colorado Springs, or not the Springs, but Colorado. So what did that look like for you?
Well, I started skiing probably when I was about 4 or 5.
Okay.
We were living in Venezuela at the time.
Okay.
And my mom had just been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. Mm. And so my dad bought her a condo as a gift to like cheer her up and to yeah. have to have a family home to go to. And so we spent a long time and we, you know, looked all over and eventually we found this condo up in Breck. And, you know, we took ski lessons. It became our place that we would
ski
go
school.
Every. Yes. I mean,
it
we would
go. Cutthroat out there. Ski school is nuts.
It was tough. It was a tough time in my life.
Yes.
And we would go for, you know, 2 weeks at a time. And and we still have the condo. I'm actually going up there this weekend. And
your mother is still with us?
Yes, she's
okay.
still with us.
I was going to say, you were just talking about your mom, so I feel pretty confident in saying that.
Yes,
so,
it's been about 20 years in remission.
So some mountain therapy, thank God. And then also some mountain therapy clearly helped.
The fresh air does everyone good.
I mean, if someone bought me a condo in Colorado, I think I'd be doing a heck of a lot better.
Pretty
than,
much. You know. I always tell Ari that's my dream gift. You know, puppy's fine, but condo,
you know, slushies, puppies,
at.
Condo in 20 years, babe. 10 better. I love it. So you, I guess, where are some of the places that you've gotten to ski besides Colorado? Because I'm sure it's not just here.
Yeah. So let me see. I think Colorado might be the only place in, oh, nope. I've also skied in Park City in the U.S.
Okay.
But we've also done like Northern France, Switzerland, Austria, Germany.
Not surprised at all.
Those kind of places.
Okay.
So
you're like the Swiss Alps are a little hard to beat, but.
I actually have to say. Colorado mountains beat them.
You think so?
I do
okay.
think so.
You might be one of the first people that I've heard say that. What about Breckenridge? Because you all are in Breckenridge. Mm-hmm. Is like just it for you? Does it feel like you're like home base mountain?
It feels like home base mountain. And I know this is a really odd thing. But just having like cell phone reception on the mountain and always having someplace
yes.
to stop and, you know, like warm soup and that sort of thing. It's just, it's a lot more convenient.
That is true. Not as hardcore as
right.
going like all day and being frozen by 4 and you're like, I'm be off this mountain, I'm a popsicle.
And everyone in Europe is just so hardcore about skiing. And so, you know, here you can just roll through
it's
the
true.
Blues and cruise. But in Europe, they're like, you gotta go, get down that mountain. And I remember the first time I got hit by a skier, I expected them to apologize.
Yeah, no.
But no, they were just like,
internationally,
you were in my way.
Like, how dare you? Yeah. Like, you should have eyes in the back of your head.
Exactly. And I was like, I'm 9 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I'm a child.
Exactly.
Help me out. So today, I'm sure I could probably guess, but are you like a, you know, I like greens, I'm a blues girl, I like blacks, or are you like, give me the double black diamonds all day, every day, I want the challenge and the moguls?
I'm like a strap my skis to my back and hike up beyond the double blacks.
No.
Uh-huh.
So you like going where it's like rocky, crazy terrain to ski over that to then get to the double blacks.
Pretty much, yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I like to think I'm a pretty like good intermediate skier. I went this last weekend and maybe they were just being nice, but the group of people that I went with were like, oh wow, like, you know, I'm impressed. So I was like, oh thanks, hair flip. But I can do double blacks, don't like moguls at all, but definitely have not yet gone to where like I backpacked to the top of the mountain.
Well, I'm going to have to take you next
we
time.
We should go. Yeah.
All right. It's
I
a plan.
I will come see you in Breckenridge very soon.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're skiing this weekend as well.
I will be skiing, not in Breckenridge. I will be in Beaver Creek this weekend. So it's actually my first time. I've been for weddings. My cousins have a place there. So it's crazy to me that I have not yet skied Beaver.
I have not yet skied it either. So
oh, man.
You'll
we'll
have to let me. Yeah,
we'll have to add that to the list. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice being close, but also on Saturday mornings, I'm not someone that just wakes up like ready, gearing to go at 4:30 a.m. to then be able to be to the mountain by 8, like with your gear. But really, if you're like 3 hours away, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, I would.
So
prefer.
I applaud all the people that wake up ready for that.
Not for me. I would prefer to wake up at about 9:30.
Same.
Have a cup of coffee in bed.
Yes.
Get out by about 10:30, in by 2:30. I'm a very short day.
She does the intense, but she goes quick.
Exactly. By the time I get to 2:30, my legs are ready to give out on me.
That is fair. That's a big portion of it. Yeah, boot, like, ankle pain is a real thing.
And I'm a huge wimp when it comes to the cold. So I mean, which is what I was thinking today. It's what, -9 out?
Oh my goodness. Is it -9?
It was -9 okay. this morning.
Yeah, I guess our listeners get the update, but my goodness, Colorado Springs, you may be used to it. You've been here a little bit longer than I have, but being a Southerner that grew up in, you know, the heart of Nashville, I was like on the lake all the time, and you know, we had the cold seasons, but it was, you know, pretty mild in comparison. And so it's totally different. Whenever I see negatives, I'm like, this should be illegal. I don't know. God, I love you. You're great at all your designs. But this I disagree with totally.
I completely agree. I forgot my glass of water beside the window last night and it froze.
Oh my goodness.
And the window wasn't even open. It was just cold enough by the window that just the side of the glass and the top froze. So
it's not what I'm looking for in my life. Yeah. Got my heater on all night long.
You are not into the cold. Colorado is not for you.
It's beautiful. We love her. Great skiing close by, but
there are some cons.
There are, yeah, as with anywhere. So, oh my goodness. Well, Annika, I've loved having you on today as our highlight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been a pleasure.
Love it. We're going to have to give some updates for skiing here soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for joining us as well. It has been a brighter day in the neighborhood, and until next time, I hope you have brighter days.